Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Goldberg from Mendix, and today I am joined by Derek Gardner. He is a co-founder of CoMotion. But Derek, you wear a lot of hats. Why don't you tell us about your professional background and what you've been doing?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Look, when you start a business, you have to wear a lot of different hats. I think that's why the title of co-founder is quite accurate. Some days I'm busy with just normal business management related tasks. Other days I get to do some development management tasks, and other days I get to go right into the Mendix business engineer platform and actually smash out some solutions, which is quite an enjoyable thing.
That's
So
very
that's
cool.
what I sort of from back to there.
Well, so do you have any prior programming experience before you started using Mendix?
Yes, I do actually. I studied I studied computer programming early on, and when I left school, I actually the thing that attracted me to computers back then was two things. Like most people, the first one was games, computer games, and the second thing that really attracted me to development and computers is just this desire to invent solutions. And when I finished school, it was early 2000. Around that time, there was a lot of news coming from Silicon Valley and these areas of guys starting businesses and creating value, just kind of from out of the garage, starting these businesses together. And that really attracted me. So I found a university that offered, as part of the program, the final year project was to create a computer game, and that was good enough for me. So I went into, I selected that course and learned programming. And then once I had finished making that computer game as part of the final year course, that life goal was kind of completed, and I had no more desire after that to go into computer games anymore. So I entered into a career of programming at that point. And
Okay.
that's kind of
Okay.
where I got started.
Very cool. Yeah, games are what actually got me into programming as well. I started off by using a keystroke logger for a massively multiplayer game because I had just met my girlfriend who became my wife, and she didn't like that I played video games, so I had to figure out a way to level up my character while not playing the game.
That's a great story. I think most developers start there with this love for games. It seems to be quite consistent.
Yeah. So that's really cool that you were very solution focused early on, thinking about programming and wanting to solve problems. So how did you discover low code as a way to do that?
Well, I started as a developer and I enjoyed solving those problems, but I quickly became a little bit frustrated with the fact that the solutions we were coming up with there were a few nodes away from the point of value creation. And that was close to the business. So after developing for a few years and being part of one or two different teams, I made the move to business analyst. And that allowed me to be a lot closer to the client, and I enjoyed that a lot. And in the role of business analyst, you gather requirements and you do some amount of solutioning, but at a business level, it's not as finely grained as the type of solutioning you're involved in as a developer. But I was working with a team that used a certain development methodology, and I quickly became frustrated at the fact that, I was coming across these features that the client really needed and little tweaks that they really needed. It really wasn't a lot. And because of my development background, I knew how to do it. But because of the development process, I was kind of prevented from touching the code and prevented from creating the solutions myself. And that became quite frustrating for me. So it was around that time that a friend of mine somehow found out about Mendix, actually. And they sent me an email with a YouTube video of Mendix, and I can't even remember the exact wording of the email, but it was something along the lines of, I think this will fit you well, or this is kind of something that I'm sure you'd be interested. And I looked at the video and I was immediately interested, because for the first time I felt like this was a tool that I could use to create solutions at that coalface with the client. So if I remember correctly, I think I watched the video, and part of the email was the contact details for a Menex partner here in South Africa. I think I watched the video, and I think at that exact moment, I sent that person the email immediately and just said, I'm keen to be involved with something like this, and ended up working for them. And that's really, so Menex was my first touch point with low code, and that's where I started down the path.
So that's really, really cool. So it sounds like you had a pretty positive initial reaction to Mendix when you first started using it. What was the first thing that you built?
Well, I think after that point, and after I got employed into that business, we had to complete a project to build a online credit application system. And I was put into a team with two other Menex business engineers. The other guy started with me at the same time, and another person had some experience. He had a few months of experience, I think. So basically, 66% of the team were brand new and then had seen Mendix for the first time that month, basically. And we dived into the deep end and just, under a lot of pressure, managed to knock up the solution, which was in itself amazing, because I have since come across some developers who've been involved with teams that have tried to develop virtually the same system. And as a comparison, it's been great comparison because they took a significantly longer amount of time to complete their project, with greater team members as well. I think they had three senior developers, two testers, business analysts, and a big, big, expensive team running their operation. We were under a lot of pressure, but we knocked out the system, and it was stable, and it ran, and it actually produced a lot of value for the business. So it was a great first experience, and it was great to see what someone can achieve with going from zero to producing an enterprise-grade system in that space of time. Was just a second point about the platform that amazed me.
That's really, really cool. So, you're talking about how you went from zero to basically 100 with this app. What were you using for reference material? What steps did you take to learn Mendix on the fly? Was it just experimentation, or were you leveraging some of the training that was available? How were you doing that?
Well, actually, at that point in time, the week before we started the project, we went on a 2-day certification course. And back then, I think Mendix 2 had just been released. So there wasn't an official online certification program. So we just went through, had somebody that trained us for 2 days. And after that, we were certified. And then we went straight into just learning. And developing the solution in Mendix.
Wow.
So straight off the bat, that's how we got started. I think the after that, I've tinkered a lot with Mendix. It's a great tool to tinker with, and run a lot of experiments with, in the sense that if you have an idea, you can smash something up very quickly and just get a good perspective of where or if the idea you have actually carries some value or not. And to be honest, that's where the majority of my growth has come from, is just in catching an idea that I think will work and smashing out a solution, and then testing it.
That's really interesting. So it's really changed the way that you work, right? Because now it's more like I just have an idea, I'm going to go for it, versus okay, I have an idea, we need to do all this planning and all of this stuff, right?
Absolutely, it's fundamentally different. So for one client that we have, I had to they're not located in here in Cape Town. So I had to do a presentation with the client, and so I had a choice to make. I could either compile a PowerPoint presentation, or I could just put together a first draft of the rough outline of what the system would be. So instead of doing the PowerPoint presentation, I actually developed a very early version of what it was, and then on the call, just created the user for this person and asked them to log into the system. And while we were on the phone together, I just asked them to click around and to look at one or two of the features I created. And they were very impressed immediately. And it's just a great, so that's an example of how it's really just changed fundamentally the way that you do things. We don't, we just dive straight into it.
Right, you just iterate. So, yeah. and that's where, I guess now, I mean, you have your own business. So that's quite an opportunity that it's actually created for you in your career. Tell us a little bit about Commotion.
Yeah, it has. So I think, well, firstly, Commotion is a Menix partner. And so we do standard partnership implementations, primarily in the life application business right now. Sorry, life insurance business right now. But Commotion is slightly more than that. We've got a few other business models. So one of the business models we have is we like to partner with kind of experts in a particular industry and then attempt to formulate a business around an opportunity with that expert. And we've done that a few times. There's a lot of hard work involved, a lot of sweat involved, but it's an example of what Mendix enables you to do. And, earlier I was talking about the kind of develop, release, experiment iteration. And Mendix has enabled that business model. We can very easily source an opportunity. And when I say easily, I mean easily in context of the alternative, not easily as in like it's something we do every Thursday afternoon. I mean, it's extremely busy, difficult to launch a business,
Understood.
So, but it's fundamentally enabled us to become value seekers in that way. You can really go and seek for where value lies and build something around that value immediately.
That's excellent. So is there anything else that you'd like to share that I haven't covered yet?
I think you've covered most of it. I think, look, a big part of who we are is we're very excited about Menix. I like to think of us as a form of the Menix evangelist, to the point that we created the Menix Malt YouTube channel, which you spoke about earlier. We created that for three reasons. The first one is just we're excited about Menix. I mean, we feel that there's enough to broadcast there. The second one is that we know that there's this global community of Menix business engineers who definitely think different, and they definitely challenge the boundaries of what the industry is normally happy to accept, and we wanted to capture some of that within the channel. And the third one is that we get a lot of people who ask us questions about Menix. What is Menix, or how can you use it in one industry or another? And so we thought this is a great medium to actually communicate that down. So it's been, the Menix has been a great partner for us holistically, and it's been an exciting ride.
Awesome. Well, Derek, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing what you guys do in the future. Have a great day.
Great. Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah.